Praise 102.7, Detroit's inspiration station. It is game on Wednesday, and the very busy Dr. Joseph Kimbrough is on the phone with me. And Dr. Joe, a lot of times we get stuck in the things that we're doing, and today we're going to talk about that very famous song from Vicky Winans, Shake Yourself Loose, and you have some ideas on how we're going to do that.
Absolutely, woman of God. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for having me on today. Really help people shake those things loose in 2016. In order to go to the next level, to shaking things loose, to be able to do what God has called you to do, you have to be open to the new and better ideas. Mm-hmm. Just because you've been doing things a certain way, it does not mean and exclude a better way from doing things. You want to advance, you know, in life and things of that nature, even organizations, you have to keep an open mind. Mm-hmm. Remember, with a closed mind, nothing can get in and nothing can get out.
Ooh.
So you must have an open mind to a new and better idea for 2016. Number two is that now that you have opened up your mind, you need a strategy on how you're going to deal with the issues at hand. You are the same person, but guess what? You have a new mindset. So in organizations, even individuals, we have to look at the resource that God has put before us and also start getting our plans together to toss those ideals around, mm-hmm. right? And think about those that we're associated with. So we must start coming up with strategies and start tossing those ideas around that God has put before us with a whole new mindset. Number three is create a checklist. And once we create those checklists of things that God has told us to do or how we're going to take our lives to the next level, we must prioritize, and which take time. Because you can't do it overnight. You have to start really take time to turn off the phone, you know, to really get quiet like you were meeting. You have to take time to do that. And once you start taking those time, like getting away from the noise, start checking those items off so you can be able to move forward and also give you confidence that you are moving in the right direction. But to alleviate some stress in your life, though, as you start doing those great things, you have to keep your body and your mind healthy. Feed your body and your mind some good things. That's, you know, I'm starting to get back on track, you know. Don't fall off. Sometimes you get it. Start falling in love, getting excited about life, getting excited about your new career, and you start eating poorly because you're happy, right? So less of good, you know, we do. We all get really happy, and we start wanting to eat and start thinking we get comfortable because God is blessing us. So in order to continue to take it to the next level, we have to make sure that we let things out that weighs us down. And remember, on purpose, so let things go on purpose, mm-hmm. eliminating those bad decisions by controlling and eliminating those emotions. Number five is track your progress. Don't be limited to what you can do. Remember, God can do the supernatural. He can do the things that blow your mind. So we serve an awesome and powerful God that can do all kind of things if we just move out the way. So number one is we have to be open to new ideas and better ideas. Number two, come up with a strategy to implement those ideas. Three, come up with a checklist and start checking those things out and prioritize them. Four, alleviate stresses. Remember, alleviate those stresses on purpose. Five, track your progress, but do not limit yourself because we serve an awesome and a great God who want to do awesome and great things in your life in 2016. So those are the strategies for shaking yourself loose in 2016, woman of God.
I actually hear Vicky singing in the background right now.
I can hear it. Shake it loose in the name of Jesus.
Joseph comes to us each Wednesday at this time with Game on Wednesday, and we end the segment by saying it's
Game on Wednesday.